Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You are in tune to 1510 AM WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville and the Beaches, FM 94.7.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning. This is your boy Elder Lewis Gray coming to you again on another Tuesday with a word from the Lord. God is good and he is worthy to be praised. He woke you up this morning and started you on another day's journey. As I say every Tuesday at this time, if you have breath in your body, you owe God a praise, because the scripture says, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. So if you have breath in your body, you owe God a praise this morning. As my grandmother would say, he didn't have to do it, but he did. And I thank God that he woke me up this morning, and you ought to thank God that he woke you up too. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Amen and amen. 5 days until Christmas. Amen. And we just thank God that we're almost there. Another day that the Lord has kept us. Amen. I'm reminded of Mother Edwards, one of our members at our church. She loves to hear me sing, just another day that the Lord hath kept us. Amen. And I thank God that it's almost another year that the Lord has kept us. He didn't just keep us a day. Amen. But he has kept us almost 365 days from last Christmas. And so we owe God a praise. Amen. Just as I was speaking, someone left this world. Amen. People are leaving here all the time, and we ought to be thankful that we're still in the land of the living. And so I praise God for that, and you ought to praise God as well. Amen. Good morning to you, my pastor, Pastor Barbara Kimbrell, who is the pastor of our church at True Pentecostal Community Temple Church, located in the great city of Cocoa, Florida. Amen. Our order of services, I know you'll get it on the end, but that needs to be updated. I recorded that a couple of years ago during the height of the pandemic. Amen. And I need to go back and have the studio redo that, but we're back to kind of like our normal schedules. Our Sunday morning services begin at 10 a.m. With our Bible study commencing at 10 a.m. Amen. And then our Sunday morning worship begins about 11:45-ish. Tuesday night Bible studies are at 7 p.m. rather than 6 p.m. And our Thursday night youth services are back now at 7 p.m. versus the 6 p.m. that you'll hear at the end of this broadcast. And so I wanted to update that. Come out to one of our services. You pick and choose which service you want. Amen. Come out and have a great time, because we come for no other reason than to lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. Again, our pastor is none other than Pastor Barbara Kimbrough. I love you. And to her husband, President Charlie Kimbrough as well. I love you, my brother. And always to my beautiful wife, Minister Gray, who is Minister Frieda Gray, who is on the job right now. Amen. I love you as well. Amen. And so I thank God for my church. Thank God for the members that are at our church, and to you who may be listening now, whether you're in your cars, your office, or your home, amen. I praise God for you, and you. On this past Sunday, we had our Christmas program, amen, and it was just a wonderful time to have the kids go up, amen, and say their speeches, and to have we just had a great time. And so I thank God for the Christmas program that my wife put on this past Sunday, and those that helped her as well. Amen. I thank God for you and you. We just had a great time. We had food afterwards, and it was just a wonderful time in the Lord. Amen. God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank God for the message that our pastor spoke on this past week, past Sunday. Amen. And talked about, amen, allowing space for God, having room for Jesus in our lives. Amen. That's what it's all about. We've got to make room for Jesus. Amen. We've got to allow him, amen, to head and direct our lives. Again, it's not about the Santa Claus. It's not about gifts and all of those such those things that we tend to make Christmas about. Amen. But it's about Jesus. Jesus is the reason for the season, and we ought to make space for him in our life. We ought to make room for him in our lives. Glory be to God. And so I'm kind of going to piggyback over what my pastor talked about on this past Sunday. Amen. Though I'll be coming from a different text. Amen. And if you can go with me to the book of John, John 15. Amen. And I'm going to read into your ears. Amen. All right, let me see how much I want to read here. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So I'm going to read from verses 20, chapter 15, verses number 22. And I'm going to go ahead and read all the way out, amen, to verse number 27. Amen. Again, that is John 15, verses 22 through 27. And the word of the Lord says, if I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin, but now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin, but now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, ye shall testify of me, and ye also shall bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. The gracious Father, we thank you for blessing us to come here just one more time. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise today. God, we thank you. Lord, use me for these few moments that I might say a word to your people that might encourage, might embolden, strengthen. Oh, God, do not allow us to leave the same way we came. But, Lord, allow us, God, to be stronger, wiser, and better. Lord, I realize that without you, I can do nothing. And without you, I am nothing. But, Lord, through you, I can do all things. But, Lord, your word says that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And, God, I am totally dependent on you. Remember our nation. Remember our president, our Congress, and our Supreme Court. God, give them wisdom to make the right decision. Oh, God, and above all things, God, bless us, God, that we'll be unified. Oh, God, for you said in your word, by this men shall know that ye are my disciples, that ye have love one to another. Lord, help us, God, to have love one to another so that there can truly be peace on earth. God, in Jesus' name, bless me today as I bring forth your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Glory be to God. I want to use for a verse which I will take my thought out of. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin, but now they have no cloak for their sin. And I just want to talk from the subject. I thank God that Jesus came. I thank God that Jesus came. Glory be to God. Amen. We ought to thank God that Jesus came. You know, in this time of year, it's easy to get lost in the commercialization of Christmas. People forget what it's really all about. We think it's about Santa Claus. We think it's about Christmas trees. We make it about giving gifts. And you know, this should be the most celebratory time of the year, which in essence it is to a certain extent. extent. But to many others, this is a season where people are depressed. Why? Because they feel that if they can't get their children any gifts, feel if they can't buy somebody something, amen, then somehow they are inadequate. Somehow they, they don't meet the standards of what people set at this time of year. It should be normal that we buy gifts and normal that we go out and we get this or that or whatever the case may be. Some people, they take this to the point that they will ignore their bills to buy gifts for their children, buy gifts for others. But God does not want us to go broke during Christmas time, because he understands that that's not what it's all about. Because we have lost sight of what it's really about. It's all about Jesus coming. He came to save us which were lost. He came not into the world to condemn the world, but he came to save the world. He came to seek us because we were lost. We were disconnected from God. If we read before we get to these passages of the text that I read, Jesus talks about a vine. Chapter 15, he says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that he may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. And this is what he says. It says, abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. See, Jesus said that I am the true vine. You know what a vine does? So a lot of time we look at a tree and we think it's the branch that beareth forth the fruit. But no, it's the vine. The vine gives life to the branch so that it can bear fruit. And what happens when you disconnect the branch from the vine? The branch will die. The fruit will die. Well, we were disconnected in the Garden of Eden. God had gave them strict commandments. Do not eat from the tree that is in the midst of the garden, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Because in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. We know the story how they ate of that fruit. Amen. And in that day, they spiritually died. They were disconnected from God. They were cast out of the garden. And you know what? God would come down in the cool of the day and have fellowship with his people that he had created. You know, that was a wonderful thing when God could come down and commune with Adam and Eve. But they sinned. And sin will disconnect us from God. Hallelujah. And when we were disconnected from God, we were lost. We were lost. My God, we were lost. And man needed a savior that could bring back the fellowship with God again. He looked for a man among us, and he couldn't find anybody. We read about Abraham. Abraham was the father of faith. But I found out that Abraham couldn't do it. Look. He saw that there was Joshua. Joshua could deliver his people into the promised land. But he could not bring us in fellowship with God again in the manner in which God had originally created from the foundations of the earth. I found out that Joshua couldn't do it. We looked here and we look a little further. We found out Elijah, a man who never saw death. In fact, he was caught up in a whirlwind. Hallelujah. I found out that he could not do it. Looked even further and saw Elisha. Elisha was one who did double the miracles that Elijah did. But I found out that Elisha could not do it. Could not bring us back in fellowship with God in the manner in which he created originally in the Garden of Eden. God had placed us. It was never meant for man to die. Never meant for man to die. But sin entered in and separated us from God. And then death came in. And so I'll pick it up from Pastor. She spoke from Isaiah 9 and 6. Isaiah, the eagle-eyed prophet. He saw through 700 years. You know, an eagle can look at a long distance and it can see things that others can't see. But Isaiah, the prophet, the eagle-eyed prophet, could look down and through almost 700 years and saw that there was a man that was coming. It wasn't just a man, but it was God. See, we've got to quit limiting God to just being a man. But he was the God man. He was 100% man and 100% God. And Isaiah says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, the Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Can I just stop there? He said, the Mighty God. He called him what he was, the Mighty God. He called him what he was, the Everlasting Father. Glory be to God. He saw the coming of Jesus Christ. If you ever have a question of who Jesus is, go to Isaiah 9 and 6. It will tell you who he is. When they were on the boat, and Jesus was asleep, and the wind and the waves got contrary. Amen. They went to awake Jesus. Carest not thou that we perish. Hallelujah. But Jesus got up and he rebuked the wind and said, peace, be still. Isaiah said he was the Prince of Peace. My God, my God. Hallelujah. He brings peace in the midst of our storm. He came. You see, he looked for a man, but he couldn't find anybody. And he said to himself that with my own arm, I'll bring salvation. And he said that I will come. Glory be to God. I will come and I will save my people from their sins. You see, there was nobody good enough. Nobody qualified enough that could come and redeem us from sin. Because all men that were born of Adam, they had a tainted blood. They had Adam's corrupted sin. And the Bible lets us know that Jesus was the second man. He was the second Adam. Hallelujah. It was he that knew no sin. Whereas Adam was disobedient, Jesus was obedient. Glory be to God. Where Adam sinned, Jesus knew no sin. He knew that no man could save us. No man could bring us back into fellowship again. But he said that with my own arm, I will bring salvation. So you know what he did? He came down from heaven to show man that they could live as God. They could live like God. That at all points he was tempted, but yet without sin. God, he came down to show us that we can live a life, glory be to God, sinless. You say, how can that be? Glory be to God. That doesn't mean that we will live a sinless life, but that means that we will have a mind towards living a sinless life. Our mind should be seeking on how should we please God. A living a life of righteousness. And you know what he says? That he is faithful. That if we confess our faults, he is just and faithful to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Glory be to God. You know, when we repent of our sins, it's as if we never sinned. But he got in a woman's body. My God. Born to a virgin. And the Bible says, and she shall call his name Jesus. You know what Jesus said? Jesus' name means? Glory be to God. It means Yahweh saves. Jesus came to save us. That's what Christmas is all about. He came to save us because we were disconnected like a branch cut off from the vine. We have no way of obtaining eternal life. You know, when a branch falls off of the vine, it dies because it has nothing that will give it life anymore. Jesus came so that we might have life. We might have the right to the tree of eternal life. Glory be to God. Thank God Jesus came. It's not about what you can get somebody else. Not about the gift that you got, that you feel that you have to buy somebody else. But Jesus gave us the greatest gift of all. He gave us the right to salvation. My God. Salvation is God's free gift to us. He gave his life on Calvary's cross so that we could live for eternity. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. We deserve death. We were on our way to a devil's hell. But look what it said. It didn't stop there. It didn't say the wages of sin is death and it stopped there. But there goes that conjunction. But. Conjunction, junction, what's your function? But the gift of God. What was that gift? Jesus being born to a virgin. Born in the city of Bethlehem. The city of David. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Thank God Jesus came. Because if he didn't come, there was nothing that we could do to make him come. But God so loved the world that he came. He came to die on Calvary's cross. He came to die on a hill called Golgotha. He came born in a manger. Glory be. Born to be hated. As our scripture tells. He that hated me hated my father also. But he said, but if I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not sinned, but now they have no cloak for their sin. Jesus said that I came to wipe away your sin. You don't have an excuse now to continue in sin. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin, but now have they both seen and hated both me and my father. Jesus said, I came, glory be to God, to wipe away your sins. You saw my works. You know what? Jesus came to not only wash away our sins, But if he had not come, we could not be healed. The Bible says that by his stripes we are healed. When he died on Calvary's cross, those stripes healed us. They can heal your cancer. They can heal your diabetes. They can heal whatever ailments you got going. God can mend that broken marriage. God can wipe away that depression. God can wipe away that spirit of suicide. Thank God Jesus came. It's not about Santa Claus. Not about the Christmas tree. But it's about Jesus coming. He came. And he didn't have to do it. I stated earlier, he woke you up this morning. It wasn't because you were so good. It wasn't because you were so perfect. He came not because man was so good, was so perfect. Not because man deserved it, but because he loved us. He loved us to the point that he was not willing to see us live in eternity in a devil's hell. But he came that we might have eternal life. He says that where I am, there ye may be also. He said, I go away to prepare a place for you. My God. Said, in my Father's house, there are many mansions there. Jesus went to prepare a place for us. Hell is meant for the devil and his demons. Hell is not meant for you. Jesus came so that we didn't have to go there and spend eternity there, because that's where we were headed unless he came. So Christmas is about Jesus coming. It's about him coming to save us from our sins so that we could have eternal life. Again, I thank God that Jesus came. And because he came, we have the right to eternal life. Amen. So remember that. Amen. I'm out of time, but not out of word. Join me again next week at the same time, same channel. Amen. You be glad that Jesus came, and you have a wonderful and merry Christmas. Glory be to God.
We here at True Pentecostal Community Church invite you out to our services, which are as follows. On Sunday morning, our Sunday school services begin at 10 a.m. Our Sunday morning services begin at 11:40. And due to the COVID-19, our weekday services begin at 6 p.m., which our Bible studies are on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. And our youth services are on Thursdays at 6 p.m. as well. And we trust that you'll come out and have a high time and worship the Lord with us. Our church is located at 16 South Wilson here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida. You be blessed throughout the week. I remember when the choir